So that's a sign. So these things come so that, as the scripture says, we need to make our calling and election sure. What does that mean, making our call and election sure? It means that we are to walk in such a way that, as to God has called us to walk out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, the scripture says, walk it out in truth, walk it out in righteousness, walk it out in holiness. See, when we start thinking about signs that are happening on earth, we've got to know that these signs are to cause us to gird up our loins, not to be lounging around, as our co-pastor shared with us the other morning. We've been having 5 a.m. prayer this week at our church, and it's been a real blessing. She said God led her to do this for us, to have 5 a.m. prayer from Monday to Friday of this week, and who knows what may go on past that that time, but we're doing it for this week right now. And it's been a blessing to get up early and meet God in prayer at the house of God. It gives a freshness to your day. It does something for your mindset when you start off seeking God early, as the scripture says in the book of Psalms, to get up. And it seems like something just shifts to get your day on track right when you do that. It literally seems like something just shifts spiritually. And it's like, okay, I got my day on track. I done met with the Lord. Now I can move on. Each morning I've been going out after that and taking pictures of the sunrise. So if anybody's been seeing me wondering why am I over there in that parking lot at the high school, I keep going there, making a left turn and turn her back around so I can see the sunset and get my picture. That's what I'm doing. And it's been a blessing to do that, just to see the sun rising. Because, see, I'm a late sleeper because I go to bed late. I'm the last one to go to bed at home, and so I sleep late. But I've been getting myself up this week, I'm telling you. And it's been a blessing to see the freshness of day come in. I see why God says to seek him early, before all the distractions of the day come. It's something about that. I done got sidetracked, Monica, talking about the 5 a.m. prayer. Now, instead, I'm supposed to be talking about the signs. But anyway, you know, the reason why we're doing that, though, because of the signs of the times. We're praying for this world. We're praying for the nations. We're praying that God would cause people to wake up out of their slumber and sleep. Yes, it's important. So, you know, make sure you're walking in that which God has called you to walk in truth and righteousness. That's part of you making your calling and an election sure. Amen. I imagine I need to stop for prayer needs here.
Yes, ma'am. We have a couple prayer requests. I have an update on my little sister. She may get to come home tomorrow. I'm gonna receive and believe that, and I'll be going up today after this to visit her and pick up my angel. Oh. Angel has went back to his mama.
Okay.
There's no more guardianship. So this is going to, this is the first pickup as granny mode.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Candy and ice cream, here we come. It's granny mode, yo.
Oh, praise God.
I do have one over here. Do you have some over there, sister? Okay. I have one over here. Pray for Ivan and Felicia Barrera. They got hurt yesterday. They go to our church. They're my church family. And Ivan's was trying to go up to get in the pool, and he fell back and landed on his back, I believe. And then his wife, Felicia, tried to come down to help him, and then she fell on her bad knee. So they both ended up at the ER. Oh, wow. Nothing's broken. They're just hurting a little bit today. So Amen. If we could pray for them and yes. believe with them yes. that they're healed.
Amen. Well, Father God, we just want to thank you for this couple, for Ivan and for Felicia, God. I just pray, Lord, sometimes the enemy will cause things to happen and unexpected incidents take place, Lord, but we know that you are a God that sees and knows all, and that you are a healer of any and everything. And so, God, as they are trying to recover from this, from the injury that has happened with them, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that your supernatural power, your healing virtue will flow through their bodies. Oh, God, removing the pain and whatever's causing them to feel not comfortable, Lord, all kind of discomfort. It's hard to rest, Lord, and sleep when you have back pain and hurt, have pains racking in any part of your body. So I just pray, Lord, you heal the injured places. Heal, Lord, what has been hurt in any way, and make them every bit whole in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise for it, Lord. We say, Lord, make them better than what they were before the accident ever took place, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I also pray for a couple of people, Lord. I pray for the family of Sherry Price, whose funeral was on yesterday, God. I pray that you would bless my cousins and all the family there, God. And just cause them all, Lord Jesus, to look to you. To look to the hills from which cometh their help. Their help cometh from the Lord. Their help is in you, Lord. Cause them, Lord Jesus, to hold tight to you and to hold tightly to one another. Father God, look on Tina, Lord. She's facing shoulder surgery, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would go before the doctors and begin bringing healing to that place, Lord. Oh, God, touch her in a special way, Lord, even as she tries to work, Lord, at Walmart, Lord, with the pain and all. Oh, God, relieve her of the pain, Lord. Relieve her of that and bring health and restoration to that part that has been injured in her shoulder, and make her every bit whole. And so, God, for anyone, Lord, that's out there that's got hurts and injuries and has sickness and disease and whatever that's going on, Lord, for Monica's sister, Lord, we just claim complete restoration, Lord, in her body, Lord, for whatever has taken place, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for the doctors, Lord, even before they let her go, Lord, they will be able to help her in a further manner, Lord, to find out what's really going on and to help bring about health to her body. And we know that you are the ultimate healer. And so we thank you for intervening in her situation and causing the inflammation to go down, Lord. Not only go down, but to totally go away, to be taken out in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise for it. And we love you for it, God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue. They are our sponsor today.
Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake. Focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Melanie Randall. Her title for this morning is Discerning the Signs. Back to you, beautiful lady.
All righty. Let's talk about the signs such as lightning and thunder. Remember the story I gave at the beginning? Yes. All right. Let's talk about lightning and thunder. Signs that are in the heavens. Job 37, 2 through 7. It says, "Hear attentively the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He sends it forth under the whole heaven, his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the gentle rain and heavy rain of his strength. He seals the hand of every man, that all men may know his work." Now, that last part there, it says that all men may know his work. So, lightning and thunder are a demonstration, if you will, of God's power and strength. It says that he is sovereign even over the weather. And so, when you see these things, God does use weather. He does. When you read in Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 and 17, also chapter 20, 18 and 19, you see a demonstration there of his power and might with thunderings. And it's such a powerful passage of scripture because the people go to trembling and they're saying they can't hear God. Matter of fact, the noise is so loud. It's sounding like a trumpet. And I mean, it's such a piercing sound that God sends, you know, when they're out there traveling in the wilderness. And it's a frightening sound. But God uses that to show his power and his might to say, "Hey, I'm God. Hear what I'm about to say. Hear what I'm about to do." In the concept of that those passages there. He's wanting the people to pay attention. And I believe God is doing that today. I believe God is speaking in the same manner. Even in the context of that setting that I was at that state convocation, because of the praise dance that went forth, it was such a song of calling God's people to awaken. And then when that happened, it was like God was confirming what she had just done and confirmed that, "Hey, pay attention. I need you to wake up. I need you to listen. My voice is going out strongly, and I want you to know you better pay attention to what I'm, you know, about to say and do." Revelations 4 and 5 talks about that demonstration of the thunder and lightning as well. And that's a demonstration of God's power and might in that passage, Revelations 4 and 5. In Revelations 8 and 5, and also in Revelation 16, 18 through 21, 8 and 5 deals with judgment cast upon the earth by an angel. And the one in 16, 18 through 21 deals with judgment in that manner as well. Exodus 9, 23 through 28 deals with thunder and hail. That was one of the 10 plagues that was put upon Egypt. And so God plagued Egypt with that, with thunder and hail. 1 Samuel 7 and 10. This is not a well-known passage here, but God sent thunder against the Philistines to confuse them, and it confused them so till the Israelites got the victory over the Philistines. He used thunder to confuse them. And so, you know, God uses these things as signs. Signs of judgment, signs of his power, signs of his strength, his sovereignty over all creation. He uses these. The drying up of the Euphrates River that you have been hearing about here lately is a sign. Let's go to Revelation 16 and 12. Revelation 16 and 12. All righty. This is something that has been talked about even in the news, on various news outlets. And this is how it reads. It says, this is dealing with the sixth bowl. It says, then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And so, let me go ahead and read. It says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And so you have here the Euphrates is already drying up. And so this is in preparation for what is going to take place during the time of the tribulation. And see, that's why we got to be discerning. Because things are happening around us, and we act sometimes. Some of us are acting like, you know, nothing's going on, but there's plenty going on. There's plenty going on, body of Christ. And so, with the Euphrates River drying up, what is that doing? Is that it is causing the kings of the east? China is in the east. It's going to cause the people of the east to be able to come in with their army to march in into the great battle of Armageddon. They won't have to worry about a river being there. It will lead a path for them to be able to come in. That's what that's about. And, you know, also there is a passage of scripture, and I didn't write this down, but it talks about I believe it's a 200 million man army. And China has that a number of men, 200 million men, a 200 million man army, according to Encounter Today. And so we have these signs, if you will, of things that are happening from time to time, from day to day. Things are happening. Things are shaping up for events that are going to be coming real soon, and some for events that are already taking place at the present time. And so while we see these things happening, it should cause us, as I said earlier, to gird up the loins of our mind. Don't be so loose thinking. Don't feel like you just got time to lounge around and just lay around and, you know, I'll get to moving around and doing something after a while. One of these days, you know, God's gonna let me know, you know, what I need to do. God's been letting you know, but you just ain't been taking heed to what he's been trying to let you know. And so we need to take heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should slip away. We don't want to slip away from the things of God. This is not a time to keep backing away. This is a time to keep going forward, like the song I sung, laid out on Sunday morning, moving forward. We got to keep moving forward, people of God, as much as you can. Hold on with all you got and keep moving forward in the things of God. Yes, things are rapidly progressing towards end time events, but that does not mean that we got to sit around and just keep praying, God, yeah, just take me out of here. No, we got to be occupied in the kingdom ministry work of God while we are awaiting him to come and take us home. We need to be occupied doing things, not sitting back, well, I'm going to just wait till Jesus come. Mm-hmm. No, you better be occupied in the body of Christ, because if you're just sitting there waiting with your mind idle, the enemy going to give you something to do, and it ain't going to be of God. Either he's going to give you something to think that's not of God. So get your mindset right and be discerning the signs of the times so that we can be ready when Jesus comes to get us. We can be found doing when he comes to get us. Not lounging, but be found doing and dutiful in the ministry work of God. So I hope you all have received something here in this setting that will cause you to want to, you know, get yourself on in there and, you know, get back on track and stay on track. You see, sometimes we get off track too many times, but let's get on track and stay on track with the things of God. God bless you.
You know, Miss Melanie, yesterday I was at home and I took the TV off the cameras and was flicking through the TV stations. I don't watch TV very much anymore. And I happened to, it come up, I think it's Drew Barrymore show, a talk show. I'm not familiar with it. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I didn't know she had that. I remember her growing up as an actress, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, I remember her. Okay, what's going on? I didn't know she had this here. And it panned out to the audience, and everyone in the audience is wearing a yellow mask. She's not wearing a mask. The guest is not wearing a mask, but all the people and the audience are wearing a mask. And it didn't quite make sense. I was like, Lord, I thought all that mandate stuff was gone. So why am I still seeing this? Why are they all still wearing masks?
That's strange.
And the Holy Spirit, I heard in my spirit that it is a continual conditioning.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, oh. And then, like over in China, they wear a mask, period. It's the law or the rules, I assume, because they've been wearing them for a long time. So what I'm seeing is now they're still wearing a mask, so it's a conditioning to soften us for what they are trying to do here, now.
Yes.
We don't need to look for it and wait for it because it's here. And we have a choice. This is still the United States of America. This is still one nation under God. We've got to stand up and we've got to stand against the evil that is moved in our country. It's disgusting, it's disgraceful, and it goes completely against our living God.
Amen.
And last time I checked, a town is not a town without people. A city is not a city without people. And a country is not a country without its people.
That's right.
We have to stand up. And we have to stand against the evil that is trying to spread. It's here.
It is.
And it's been here. I remember growing up watching TV. And I can go back. And I can see how it has conditioned me and my mind. And praise God. Thank you, Lord, that you can bring sight to your people. Will you stand with me? Will you stand over here with us? In the name of Jesus, Lord, your word says where two or more are gathered. Lord, there's three of us gathered. And we're not just gathered, we're connected.
Yes.
We are holding hands and we are linked together. We are your daughters in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you come. I ask that you pour out your spirit. Your word says in the last days you have poured out your spirit. I believe you have already done that. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you awaken your people.
Yes.
Awaken your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We ask that you awaken your people. Will you please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give your people ears to hear, eyes to see, and an open, teachable heart, Lord. We stand against the evil that's trying to move and spread through our country. We realize and recognize it's here. And we won't sit down for it anymore, Lord. Give us the strength and the courage to stand boldly for other people that are too weak. You are our only hope. Your son Jesus is the only way. Give your people courage to stand, the strength to stand, Lord. In Jesus' name, we cry out to you. Holy, holy, holy is our Lord God Almighty. I thank you, Lord, what you've done for me. I thank you that you've awakened me from a woke state. And I ask that for others, Lord. I know that you can do it because you did it for me. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you do it for my other brothers and sisters, even the ones that don't know they're your children. Lord, you gave me the sight to see others as you see them, your children, they are my brothers and sisters. Even the ones that don't know it yet, they are. Even the ones that reject, they are. Because you created them in your image. That makes them my brothers and sisters. And I thank you for giving me the love and the care for others that I didn't have before and I didn't care to have. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you wake the woke. Let them see. Let them hear. And let them feel your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We bring this petition to you, oh God, because you're the only one that can do anything about it. Help us to continue to be your hands and feet. And Lord, you said, how can the head come when the body is so scattered? Lord, I ask to bring unity to your body. Draw us together the way you want us to be together so that you, our head, can come. In Jesus' name, amen. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Sister Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast, Growing Pains. You don't want to miss it, y'all.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.